There's an effort underway in the Michigan legislature to rid the books of outdated and anachronistic laws.
Some of them are even unconstitutional, but there still seems to be no hurry to get rid of them. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plita.
This is It's Just Politics.
So a story circulated recently that took the Republican-led state Senate to task ostensibly for voting to uphold the Michigan statute that outlaws sodomy.
The story was widely circulated and then reposted, but there was no actual basis in fact to what started as a blog post.
Proof that, like tequila, the internet can make you feel smart and act dumb.
So what really happened was this. There was a bill supported by both Republicans and Democrats to protect shelter animals from being adopted by animal abusers. Now, it just so happened to also amend a part of state law that also includes a ban on sodomy.
Which led this blogger to equate the vote to protect animals to an affirmation of the sodomy ban. A stretch, to say the least, that this vote was the same as voting to criminalize sodomy.
Not to mention the fact that this sodomy law, which may date back to 1816, is in fact not enforceable.
Anti-sodomy laws like Michigan's were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court's 2006 Lawrence v. Texas decision.
Now, that is not to say, though, Rick, that the legislature could not have used this opportunity to just remove the ban from the books.
Oh, very true. And the controversy did, in fact, call attention to that.
I want our laws to be at the highest degree of not only efficiency, but what it says about us as a people. And I think it's really important that we go through these old statutes. Some of them are really ridiculous on their face.
Democratic State Senator Steve Bita there. Look for him to take the lead as part of a push by Democrats probably this spring to rid Michigan's law books of all kinds of stuff that's been declared unconstitutional.
Yeah, but that push by the Democrats, not likely to get very far.
No, because it will be a liberal wish list of laws that deal with things like same-sex marriage, gay rights, and abortion.
And even if they are unenforceable because of court decisions,
the Republican Party's social conservative base has no interest in striking them from the law books.
On abortion questions in particular, social
Indeed.
Conservatives have never given up hope that the Supreme
never.
Court will one day return and reverse its Roe v. Wade decision that declared a right to privacy and the basic right to abortion.
Right. Were that to happen, Michigan's statutory ban on abortion, which is still in the books, would be reactivated.
Meantime, though, on a less controversial track, Republican State Representative Chris Afendoulis, he's focusing on just plain old laws, those that can be voted on without much hubbub.
Think cursing in front of women and children. And now the fact is, in Michigan, it is finally legal to get a haircut on a Sunday.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.